All right, here we go.
Game like that's probably just the way you like it.
Oh, man, we didn't been playing like that all season. Y'all ain't been watching the other games. You know, so we got to get better in situations, man. But a little bit of that is we haven't been able to practice them a lot, and we got some freshmen out there. And you know, we go up 5, and the kid, he's done a great job on Janning the whole night. He led up for a second, kid bombs a 3. So a little bit of that is situational basketball. We don't play many games until the new year, so that's the type of stuff you work on. And so we just got to get better at it. Even our offense, you know, we've been running certain things the whole game. We say we run it. And instead of us really sprinting hard through it, we just sort of walk through it because we're trying to run the clock out. And so therefore now it gets down and we got to take a runner or something like that to end the game. So, but those are the type of stuff we're going to have to work on the next 2 or 3 weeks before league play starts again.
At the same time, you talk about you having young guys, but to close out the game against a team like Northeastern, you know,
I thought we did a good job. We stuck in there. I thought, right.
More winning plays.
Yeah, we did.
Those 2 free throws.
Right, making it announcely, and that's been me and Tubbs just talking about that walking down, and that's been one of our big problems all year. We need 2 foul shots. We miss them. We need a rebound. We don't get it. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things that we've had in these games that we've actually lost this season and last. Last year they tipped that one in. They win it. You know what I mean? Patel didn't score a basket last year, right? Then the whole game he scores on the last 1 second to win it. So, but, you know, that was good to see that we did some good things. I thought the key to the game was we shut the big guys down the second half. Now, I go back to situational basketball. When we sort of got the lead to 4, 5, 6, we kept fouling. So now all of a sudden they go to the line, they make their foul shots, and they stay close. So those are the types of things that, you know, we got to work on. If we don't foul them because we're doing a good job of stopping them, they don't get those opportunities. We make them work for baskets. So, like Bill said, I thought we made some decent plays at the end, especially on the defensive end. But we got to get better at it. We do.
How important was it for you guys to start off with a big conference win, considering the fact that, you know, you didn't play as well as you would have liked against Nova?
I'm not worried about that. I mean, it was a conference win. You know, last year we lost at the buzzer in the first conference game. So, I mean, we didn't, you know, it's about improving. Yeah, my teams usually don't get off to a good start. So I'm not one to say, you know, hey, you know, you got to worry about getting off. We don't usually get off to a good start. Never in my coaching career, rarely have I really got off to a great start. I'll be honest with you, I haven't. I probably had 2 teams that had great records going into the new year. So I don't worry about that, but I want to be good down the road. And then this team, you know, we got to make some adjustments without Leon until he comes back. So, you know, those are the things I try to get better at. But it was a big win because Northeastern's a good team. They won the favorites. And, you know, and you got a chance to get a home win at home in the league.
Sabin said he had a little flashback there on Janning, put that little floater up. Where is it caught? I mean,
I mean, yeah.
Center your mind, what happened?
Well, the game was going to be tied. They weren't going to win it.
Right.
So that was the thing. And we said in the huddle, only thing I heard is a 3. So if he was going to make a 3, then I would have cried. But if he was going to go to overtime, we're just going to go to overtime. And so, but he didn't. So that was it. We got lucky this time. But we were a lot unlucky in those situations in the past. So, so we got a little luck. Ooh, touchdown. Ooh, they scored again.
You talked in the Nova game about how Tripp hadn't been playing much. You got 13 minutes tonight. Anything more you want to tell us now?
No, I'll tell you what. I know he plays well against Manny Adako. He does. Last year, I told him that was the best game he ever played against Forrest. Was up there at their place. Up there at their place, he shut Manny Adako down. And he did a good job again today. He plays well against Adako. Now, I hope Adako don't read the Philly paper, because next time we play him, he's going to be ready. But Kenny does a good job against the kid, and that was important in the second half, although we got some foul trouble and guys got hurt. So.
You
got
to be happy that there's that sequence there in the second half where Kevin went down with that injury, came back about 7 minutes later, back-to-back block shots. Boom, they go down. You know, Fouch, it's the first layup, gave you your large lead in the night. You ended up carrying that lead for the rest of the game. I mean, it's kind of an something that you might not see in a stat box, but I mean, that was kind of a super job.
We played better defensively in the second half. First half, we let those guys post us up and get baskets. Second half, we did a better job on their bigs. And so we got a couple block shots. We made them take some tough shots. Even offensively, when we went up, I thought when they went zone, we got some great looks at it. We just didn't make them. But, you know, I thought defensively kept us there again. And that was one of the reasons why I went, you know, we sort of got a little cushion. But like I said before, the reason why they kept the cushion, we didn't get a bigger cushion, was because we fouled them. They started going to the foul line. Kev is a drama major at Drexel.
Okay.
So that says it all right there. You see, he came back, right? And he made one of the blocks. So Kev is fine. Kev is Kev. Don't worry about him. He'll be all right.
And how's Leah come along?
I mean, come along all right. I mean, I think he gets the cast off tomorrow. And they put on a, I'm not sure about, not tomorrow, but Monday. He'll get a cast on Monday, I think. Get the cast off, and I think you know they'll go from there. But he's been doing fine. He's on vacation. I mean, what do you do? You know what I mean, we make him work out before practice, but he's over there, you know, giving out water at practice and, you know, talking to guys, because he ain't the guy getting hollered at right now. So he's loving it. He's loving it.
What's happened to Postra Northeastern over the last week? Being a coach from basketball, so you got
the
perspective on
going
on what it must be like for them to be shutting down their football program.
Oh man, I tell you what. Well, one thing I will say about Northeastern, I don't know if you guys have ever been up there and seen their football. I mean, I don't want to say it was a good, because you don't want to cut it off for the kids, but that was tough for them. Had to be. It's like Drexel having football, actually. It would have been the same thing. That was had to be tough. Hofstra, I was a little surprised at. Because, you know, the Jets practice there. They've had good teams. They've been going to, you know, at times been in the playoffs. But, I mean, times are hard, man. You just hate to see opportunities taken away from the kids to play the sports that they went to the school for. I mean, that's the thing that makes it really hard. I mean, athletic director to be able to walk in there and say, hey, look, guys, we're not going to have the team anymore. I can't imagine that. Seriously. I can't imagine that. And, you know, because you're going to get some kids like, where did they go? You can say a kid, yeah, you're going to keep your scholarship, but I want to play football. I mean, that's hard. That's hard. But, I mean, times are hard, man. And I know 1AA football, because I was at a school. I was at UMass. They lose a lot of money. I hate to say it. They really do. But, you know, they got to think they got to do what's best for their universities. But it's hard.
Bruce, I'm going to jump back 1 second. You mentioned that defensive effort. To hold a team like Northeastern to a season low, 47 points, only gave up 2 threes the entire game. I mean, is your group getting to where you think they need to be by the time
defensively,
we're in real conference play?
Honestly, we've been good defensively all year. Actually, they shot, I want to say, it's the highest anybody shot against us, right? 42%.
I got somebody else's 44.
They took 40 attempts, you know? I mean,
but honestly,
speaks to what
still haven't hit 50.
Both teams sort of play a style that makes you play that way a little bit. You know what I mean? It's like, I want to say it's not slow down, but both teams are very methodical. So you're going to have games, I want to say they really haven't scored over 50 or 60 points all year.
About
70
Northeastern.
They said 72 on Providence.
Yeah, but Providence presses you and you get a lot of opportunities. But if you really watch them on tape, their game's in the 50s, just like us. Because they're going to come down. It's going to be very methodical. Right? Wright State, how many they have?
70.
Okay.
That was 3 at the
bottom. Right. But I mean, like, and I think the styles sort of made it the game that it was, you know. And because although we try to play at a little faster pace, we're a little methodical too, so they're the same way. So I think it was more the styles than anything else.
Cohen said that in his opinion, Sammy's one of the best low post players in the conference now. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I think he can be. He makes some foul shots, but I think he can be, and he rebounds the ball, you know, pretty well. I mean, I go to him because I think he's a good scorer. And he fools himself sometimes. He's his own worst enemy out down there, you know. But I think he can be that way. I agree with Bill in that way. I think he can be that way. But, you know, sometimes I don't know if he, you know, he thinks, well, I can just score on this guy when I want to. So he got to get a little bit better with that himself. But, you know, it's his second year. And now he becomes even more important until Leon comes back, because really he's the only guy that can score like that for us. So. That's it, Tubes?
That's it.
How about Bama? Nick Saban, can you make any more money?
He had a shot at the NFL. I don't think he liked it much.
Hey, he's making more money now than Alabama.